Oh, here we go again. All right, thank you so much. You've tuned into Transparency. My name is Dan Siggins. I'm your host. This is a podcast for Aim High Academy of Martial Arts, also known as the Aim High Foundation, also known as Aim High Inc., also known as Aim High After School, the house that houses many a program with some fantastic students spread without. Thanks for tuning in. Today's episode, we're going to be going over our kickathon results, our yearly kickathon. We're going to be talking about a fireworks booth, the first time that we're doing this year. We're going to do a call to action on getting videos from you of why you aim high. We need some students in some noon class this summer. This is a great, great opportunity for people to get some extra training. We'll go into that. And finally, give me some feedback. I'm going to be asking you for some feedback at the end of this podcast. This is Transparency. Thank you for tuning in. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about our kickathon results. Yearly, we do a kickathon. I think this is our first year that we had our fundraising committee help out. This is the first year we've had a fundraising committee, and our fourth year of doing the kickathon. And every year, it's an exciting activity that brings people together. It's a call for action, a call for good. This year, it kind of seemed like it was also a competition. I think we might go away from that next year, but this year was a lot of excitement with a lot of people kicking. We've had many different hours, many different groups of students to be able to kick. And I wanted to give a quick shout out to Miss Annie D. This young lady kicked 8,658 kicks. That's crazy. Within a 1 hour period. Now, I was there. You might think she was just flopping her foot out like a fish on the end of a hook, but no, she had some great technique. She was a machine. My goodness. Amazing athlete right there, and she's going to make an amazing black belt. We had some top kickers in all the different categories, from our little itty-bitties, our warriors, and our warrior juniors, through our 8 to 12-year-olds, our 10 to 12-year-olds, our 13-plus, and then finally ending up with our poom and our black belt testers. So it was a really great event. I think it brought a lot of people together. We had close to 100, if not over 100 kickers, which is great. That's on average. This year, we found that we had a lot of people sign up the day of. Now, this is a fundraiser, so we were hoping that people would go out and get sponsors for their kicks. A lot of the funding that we get from the kickathon helps us get through the summer and offers better equipment in the fall for everybody. So as well as bringing everybody together and having an amazing impact, it was also an opportunity for us to raise a little money. But a lot of people signed up the day of. It may have been a little frustrating for our fundraising committee. But you know what? Everyone adopted an aim high black belt attitude. We went with it. We rolled with the punches and we were flexible and we got through it. So it was a great event regardless of however much we raised, because the students had an amazing, impactful experience. It brought everybody together regardless of a program. And I saw a lot of really happy smiles on people's faces. Part of our projects is that we're putting together a video to show everybody what that event looked like. Also, that video will go to 2016's Kickathon and help market that. Everybody, thank you. Thank you for supporting and participating. I think we did extend the deadline to get the donations in. It was supposed to be due today, the 18th, and I think that got extended to the end of the month. But really, there's never a bad time to donate to your favorite martial arts school, and all will be counted and respected. So if you have any donors out there that are dragging on it, don't tell them that they can't donate just because it hit the deadline. Go ahead and we'll get those funds in, and we'll make sure to send out thank you cards and make sure those people feel appreciated, because they are appreciated, and every little bit helps. The kickathon was a great event. You can see prior videos of the kickathons from the prior years at our YouTube page, youtube.com/aimhighma. And as soon as I have a kickathon video available and ready of the 2015 kickathon, we'll make sure to get that up, not only on our Facebook, but on our YouTube as well. I'll shift gears here. Our fundraising committee has had a lot on their plate. You might think that every month there's something going on, because there is. We don't make enough in our tuition to cover our expenses. So with everything else is what helps cover each month's worth of expenses, and it also helps us budget to get through to the next month. So our fundraising committee has been challenged with the great goal of making sure that we can bridge that gap in funding and ensure that the quality of service and the stuff that you have out on the floor, the resources, are top of the notch, top of the line, top notch, and that you have an amazing experience as a student at Aim High. So thank you to the fundraising committee. This year they've come together and they said, we're going to be doing a fireworks booth. That's right. One of those booths that you see when you're driving down the street of oldest charities. Those usually church groups or school groups that are raising money. Well, we're going to be in a partnership with The Edge. It's right next door to us. Bob over there, he's the owner and he's been an amazing supporter for years. He's donating space in their parking lot to allow us to have a fireworks booth. Not only are we going to be selling the fireworks out of there, it's going to help out the school, of course, but we're giving some incentives for current and for new students. So you have to check it out. There's flyers that are floating around, but it's based off of the amount of fireworks that you buy. You'll get a little incentive, either a voucher in the pro shop or some sort of a membership, either with us or at the Edge Fitness. So you're going to be buying fireworks. Why not buy them through your favorite martial arts school? We're going to have a great booth set up. I think that goes live on the 28th. That's a little over 10 days from right now. And we look forward to getting you some awesome excitement this year within the fireworks, but also you're supporting an amazing school with some amazing people in it. So thank you. For more information on the fireworks booth, please email fundraising@aimhighma.org or ask any one of the team members, and we'll be happy to get you some information. Now, here's the call to action, though. We're looking for volunteers. We need people to help staff the fireworks booth. We're not looking for a huge commitment, but we do have some shifts that need to be filled. And if you're interested and able and willing to help us volunteer with the fireworks booth, that would be amazing. What happens is that when you go to and you volunteer, your shift at the fireworks booth, you mark for the program that you're enrolled in or for which program you would like to benefit from your shift. Then a percentage from the sales during that shift, a percentage from the overall sales, regardless of shift, will then go into your favorite program. Or the program that you signed up for. For example, we have Teacher Randall in the Warriors program, and he's fundraising. He wants to buy an amazing, amazing bouncy house. So a percentage from the fireworks booth sales would go in to getting that bouncy house for that program. Of course, everybody benefits, but this gives you a little nudge to volunteer, because we need volunteers. For more information on volunteering, of course, ask anybody at the school at any time or give us a call at 503-640-8628, email info@aimhighma.org, or just go to our website, aimhighma.org, scroll all the way down to the bottom left corner, you'll see a white link that says volunteer spot, click on that and sign up for which shift you're able to work. Of course, any kind of support is appreciated, either purchasing fireworks or volunteering or both, or just telling your neighbors, friends, family to, hey, go to the Aim High Firework booth, because they're pretty awesome, and get your fireworks there. Thank you for the support, the kickathon, the fireworks booth. The experiences that we have on the floor and off the floor contribute to the overall picture of why Aim High exists. To play but even a small role in the lives of our students and our families is why we do what we do. Our objective is to never turn anybody away because of funding and to continuously impact our community through positive philanthropy efforts. Our black belt testers are required to do acts of kindness as well as our students throughout the ranks. And that comes in different shapes and sizes. But the thing is that we are bringing everybody together for good. Aim High works to increase community awareness, community good, community philanthropy. And we do that through the means and efforts of our students and overall huge pictures that the school can support, like sending black belts to Indonesia to help with anti-sex trafficking, or even helping out here at home with the Oregon Food Bank, cleaning up beaches with Solve, and so many more projects. The thing that we're trying to do is collect a library of the reasons why everybody participates at Aim High. There seems like there's a karate school in every corner. What makes Aim High unique? What makes it stand out? What is your reason for being at Aim High? Or why do you aim high? Give us your stories. You'll be entered for a chance to win a $50 Pro Shop voucher. But really, you're going to be telling your story to some yet unforeseen student who's going to be motivated and excited. And because of your story, they're going to come to us, they're going to sign up, and they're also going to have a positive experience like you've had. We want to know, why do you aim high? Check it out on our website at aimhighma.org. Click on the link that says Why I Aim High. That is Teacher Eric giving you a big old goofy smile with his finger at you. And then that'll get you a form where you can submit your video or submit it on our Facebook page. We're interested. Please enter to win a $50 Pro Shop voucher and tell us your story of why you aim high. It doesn't have to be too long, or it could be, but we're looking for your stories, your unique story that makes you a student at Aim High or a parent, a business partner, or a supporter. Whatever. Why do you aim high? Thank you so much for that. Wow. There's a lot of opportunity at Aim High with volunteering, this whole charity thing as a martial arts school. We have a unique class. It's on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Teacher John's our teacher, and he's been teaching this thing since he started at Aim High. A lot of times we see adults, they come and they try to work out during the noon hour in between their busy work schedules. But it's a really, really great class that's lacking the amount of students that should be in it. Usually we see about 3, maybe 4 students at a time, but we're looking to get that class hopping. We want to have at least 10 students ongoing, and there's more than enough room. It's a great ratio, and it's a great workout, and even more so, if you have any questions about your curriculum, it's a great opportunity to ask those questions. We're looking for students 13 years and older, or upon approval of Coach John, and we're looking for you to fill the Tuesday, Thursday noon class. Parents, if you're sitting on the sidelines and you're looking for an opportunity to start in the martial arts, this is a great one because there's hardly ever anybody there sitting staring at you. So if you would like to get more information about the noon class, please see Teacher John or Teacher Cyrus or anybody at AIM High. We'll get you pointed in the right direction, and we hope to see you on the floor during the noon hour. I know I work out during that hour. I'm trying to motivate my staff and my family to come and join me because I need account of buddies. It's so easy to not show up to class. But man, I never, ever regret it after I do. The kickboxing classes, taekwondo, mixed martial arts, there's so much variety that it keeps somebody who's so distractible like myself entertained at any one given moment. But not just that, I'm feeling good. The noon class is a great class to work out in, but there's always going to be something that hopefully will fit into your schedule and for your own personal needs. We always want feedback. That's how we grow. Lately, I've been learning of confusion, especially with our Taekwondo program. We've had some change in that, and you know, it's left some questions for students. But we don't know what you're thinking unless you tell us what you're thinking. We're all on the same path to do good. We're all on the same path to get the best education to our students and to provide the best services. But we can't read minds. We haven't actually reached that level of martial artism yet, that whole Master Bruce Lee style of understanding what you're doing before you do it. So let us know feedback. We're a family, you guys. We're your martial art family. And the only way that we can build on our relationship together and provide better services and just make sure that everyone's on the same page is by communication. Please talk to your AIM High team and be a reason for positive growth. If there's a problem, which there's always going to be, let us know how we can fix it. Be part of the change. If there's something that's irritating you or if you're confused, give us the feedback. Let us know. Let us know how we can improve. And can you help us with that? Can you play a role in improving on whatever that subject might be? Because together, that's how we're building this. The impact of the martial arts, I don't have to go into that. I mean, that's a whole nother podcast, but we can talk about how the martial arts, just as a physical realm, can benefit us. We're talking the mental and the emotional here, you guys. So as your martial art family, please give us feedback. Of course, there's a link on our website under the Student Resource Center. If you haven't seen the Student Resource Center, it's on our website. Click on the right-hand side when you go to the aimhighma.org. The password to get in is... No, it's not. The password to get in is aimhighma. It used to be Black Belt. We changed it to aimhighma. Can't forget it. You can't miss it. And there's a feedback form there. You can give us an anonymous feedback if that feels better for you. Or you can, at any point, whoever you feel most comfortable with, say, hey, can I quickly talk to you about something that's on my mind or something that's resting heavy on my heart? And you know what? We listen and we take that feedback. And that's what's made us this amazing giant martial art academy that you are a supporter of. We thank you very much for your time, energy, effort. Thank you for tuning into Transparence. Again, feedback is extremely important, but also give me feedback on this podcast. I get surprised every time somebody says, hey, I listened to your podcast the other day. Thank you so much. Or I had something to talk to you about with that. Or I get an email. That stuff gets me excited. So give me feedback on how I can provide a better podcast for you. If you are interested in being in the podcast or have an idea for a subject, please email me. That's Dan, D-A-N, at aimhighma.org. Thank you so much. You've been tuned into Transparency, a podcast from AIM High Academy of Martial Arts and the AIM High Foundation. Thank you so much again. You guys are awesome. And AIM High. We'll see you at the fireworks booth.